We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I want to go back to Saturday when Tiger Woods stunningly withdrew from the PGA Championship after having his worst score in the event ever. The guy had a 9 over 79 in the third round. And he told reporters he was going to assess whether to return to the course and play on Sunday, of course. He said he was sore and he was going to do some work and see how it goes. And, you know, the temperatures were dropping. It was like the mid-50s. There was rain, wind. Conditions were bad for everybody on Saturday. But Woods, his second tour event since he was in the brutal car crash in February of 2021, it hit him worse than anybody. You know, they knew it was going to be cold again on Sunday, and the bottom line is he withdrew. The president of the PGA of America said Tiger Woods informed us that he's withdrawing from the 22 PGA Championship. We admire Tiger's valiant effort to compete here at Southern Hills and wish him the very best as he continues to recover from his injuries. I mean, it was brutal. After making five consecutive bogeys in a major for only the second time, I guess he did it in the first round of the 96 U.S. Open. Woods had his only birdie of the round with this long putt on 15. It was like a 37-footer. He finished tied for 76th. He was 12 over. He was 21 shots behind the leader, Mito Pereira, at the time. The Chilean was on top by three strokes after Saturday. It was the first time Woods withdrew from a major as a pro. He had yanked out of the 95 U.S. Open with a wrist injury after the second round, but he was an amateur. It was the first time he's withdrawn from a PGA Tour event since he left with a 75 in the opening round of like the 2019 Northern Trust. And then he didn't even want to talk about playing in the next major, the U.S. Open, which is going to be in Boston at Brookline, Mass., June 16th to the 19th at the Country Club in Brookline. Woods has won 15 majors. He had always said he planned to play in the 150th Open Championship at the Great St. Andrews in Scotland in July. That tournament is going down in mid-July, July 14th through the 17th. You know, Tiger struggled to play in cold conditions at the Masters as well. And then the PGA, the same thing happened. He made the cut at Augusta in April, but then he had a 6 over 78 in each of the last two rounds. And those were his worst scores in his career at Augusta. Think about this. He played 321 rounds in majors from 95 to 2020 and posted just five scores of 78 or worse. He had three such scores in seven rounds in majors this year. It really is incredible when you think about it. He's the greatest golfer we've ever seen in our lifetime. I mean, I won't deny Jack Nicklaus's brilliance or many others that have played on tour that we could talk about and go on and on about. The Gary Players and the Lee Trevinos and the Arnold Palmers, and it never ends with the great players that have been on tour. The Faldos, the Prices, but there's only one Tiger Woods, right? And he's the most popular golfer in the world, bar none. The crowds in Tulsa at Southern Hills were all about Tiger Woods. That's why they were there. I mean, it's one thing to watch a major. It's another thing to watch a major with Tiger Woods there. That's what it's all about. You know, he had 5 weeks extra to get his leg right and to get ready for, you know, the PGA Championship at Southern Hills. But he struggled in the two rounds in, you know, the morning tee times that he had, and then that weather change on Saturday really looked like it slapped him in the face. He played with this South African, Sean Norris, who had a 4-over 74 himself and struggled. Norris said about Tiger, you know, he's such a phenomenal player. You feel sorry for him having to go through this. But then again, you also see the type of person he is, that he grinds through everything and he pushes himself through all of the pain. It's not easy to see a guy like him have to go through that and struggle like that. I think when you watch him suffer like that and struggle and play terrible golf, you feel terrible for him for sure, but you're just kind of so shocked to see it, you don't know really how to react. You're just sitting there with your jaw dropped open going, is this even happening, that we're watching Tiger Woods basically suck? And we know it's the injuries. We know that he could barely walk. We know that he's limping around like he's on one leg. He looked terrible to me. You know, when I saw him on Thursday play and, you know, Friday and just limping around that hilly golf course, he looked like he was having absolutely no fun. Like it was just a struggle, a battle to just climb those hills and to walk, let alone the pain that you could see that he was in trying to crank it up and hit big balls. I mean, the guy is with these pros hitting it 325 yards, and they just absolutely rip it. I mean, they swing with speed and ferocity like you and I have no idea. You and your buddies go out and play, and they might hit the ball 240 yards max. You know, you see some guy hit it 275. He's going big stick. And the pros, they crush it even further. I mean, they're knocking it another 7,500 yards past that. So to see this guy doing his normal powerful swing, but doing it on one leg, it's almost like you know he's screwed. You know he's not going to be able to do anything. He's, you know, hindered with this to the max. Like, it's just torture to watch him suffer and not be able to be himself. It's just a waste of time. Let's see how he did it. He opened the day with a perfect drive. Everything started struggling from there. He had a bad first putt from off the green. He was 15 feet short. He was able to get a par, so he was even at that point, and he was 3-over for the tournament. But on the second hole, he bogeyed. So there he's 1-over. Now all of a sudden, he's 4-over. And then on 3, the par 4, he gets par, and he's still at the same spot. But on 4, you got the par 4. It's kind of short, 377. He did get a par. He's still fine. And then on 5, it's the big par 5, 656 yards. He gets a par. Most of these guys are scoring there, trying to get a birdie and pick up a stroke. 6 is where the disaster started, a par 3, 226 yards. He was 30 yards short, and the ball rolled into the water. From the drop zone, he hit a terrible wedge that didn't reach the green. And then he ended up getting a triple bogey 6. Then he was 4-over for the day and 7-over for the tournament. Obviously, it was in his head at that point, and he was suffering. And on 7, he had another bogey to go 5-over for the day and 8-over for the tournament. He parred 8 to stay at 8-over overall. But at 9 on the par 4, 395-yarder, he bogeyed that to go to 6-over for the day and 9-over for the tourney. So then he went to the back 9, and on 10, a par 4, 376, he had another bogey. He missed the fairway, and the rough was so thick and wet, he couldn't get close to the green. Now all of a sudden, he's 7-over for the day, 10-over for the tournament. It kept getting worse at 11, the par 3. His iron was short and a bad pitch. He gets the bogey. He's now 8-over for today. He was 11-over. And at this point, you're like, you got to be kidding me. At 12, his second shot went into the bunker, and he knew he was just finished. He ended up with a bogey there. He was 9-over for today and 12-over for the tourney. And all of a sudden, you're like, well, when is it going to end the bleeding? When's it going to stop? But at 13 on the par 5, 632 yards, a just terrible chip shot, and things just got worse. And, I mean, he had another bogey. He was 10 over, 13 over for the tournament. And you're like, God, please make it stop. Finally, at 14 on the par 3, he got a par. And then at 15, he got a birdie. Imagine that. So he was 9 over, down to 12 over for the tournament. At 16, another par on the long 522-yard par 4. So he was fine there. He parred 17 as well. He was still 12 over for the tournament. And then he finished on 18 with the par 4, 491-yarder with a par. So total for today, he was 9 over, a 79, 12 over for the tournament. You know, I feel terrible for him and for fans of Tiger and fans of golf, because I really think his 15 majors, I just don't see it again. I really don't. I think he's finished. I mean, in terms of mattering on tour with that leg in that car crash, he could have been dead, let alone anything else. To come back from that is really miraculous. But the way he walks and limps and struggles and suffers and the pins and screws in his leg, I don't think you're ever going to see the guy winning majors again. I really don't, not at his age. And I think the whole thing is just a drag. I don't think he's playing in the U.S. Open. And we'll be lucky if he plays in the Open Championship at St. Andrews.